Again, I welcome you this Christmas Eve. Christmas celebrates the birth of a mighty conqueror. It is easy to lose sight of this amidst the sights and sounds of the season. It is not just the secular trappings of the holiday that can have this effect. Ubiquitous nativity scenes and carols focused on the baby Jesus can lure us into a kind of sentimentalism that forgets just who this baby was and why he came. For even many unbelievers can join in the holiday spirit because they don't find anything threatening about a baby in a manger, though they should. Earlier generations did not forget the truth that Jesus came as a mighty conqueror. 16th century Jesuit priest Robert Southwell, a contemporary of William Shakespeare, wrote a poem about Christ's birth entitled New Heaven, New War. One of its stanzas reads, "This little babe, so few days old, is come to rifle Satan's fold. All hell doth at his presence quake, though he himself for cold do shake. For in this weak, unarmed wise, the gates of hell he will surprise." It seems an unlikely image. Hell quaking at the presence of a weak little baby who himself could shake in the cold. Yet it is a biblical sentiment. It is true to say, this little babe, so few days old, is come to rifle Satan's fold. The rifling of Satan's fold finds exquisite expression in John Milton's poem On the Morning of Christ's Nativity. In the century after Southwell, Milton's 27-stanza ode celebrates Christ's birth as a time of victory over pagan deities in all their forms. Milton provides a veritable catalog of ancient competitors to Christ. He speaks of deities we read about in the Old Testament, such as Baal and Peor and Moloch. He references mythic beings like nymphs and the gods of Egypt, Libya, and Rome. All of these, Milton proposes, began to be swept aside when Jesus was born in Bethlehem. We get a taste of Milton's art in a stanza that begins by speaking of the Egyptian god Osiris and goes on to mention Typhon, a giant monster in Greek myth. This is what Milton writes, speaking first of Osiris. "He, that is Osiris, feels from Judah's land the dreaded infant's hand. The rays of Bethlehem blind his dusky eyes. Nor all the gods beside longer dare abide, nor Typhon, huge ending in snaky twine. Our babe, to show his godhead true, can in his swaddling bands control the damned crew." The godhead true of baby Jesus exposes as false the pretensions to godhead of all the pagan deities. Even in his swaddling bands, Jesus had the full power to control that damned crew. Milton rightly saw in Christmas the victory of Christ over all his competitors. Chief of these, of course, was Satan himself. Milton looks forward to the perfect bliss that will come to the saints at the last judgment. But he sees that bliss beginning to be realized at Christ's nativity. And then at last our bliss, full and perfect, is, but now begins, for from this happy day, the old dragon underground, its straighter limits bound, not half so far cast his usurped sway, and wrath to see his kingdom fail, swings the scaly horror of his folded tail. Jesus was born to vanquish Satan's kingdom, his usurped sway, and to establish the kingdom of God. This is the testimony of Scripture. Immediately after his baptism, Jesus confronted Satan in the wilderness and wielded the word of God as a weapon to resist his temptations. Jesus' first mighty work was casting an unclean spirit out of a man at the synagogue in Capernaum. The spirit cried out, "Let us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Did you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." When Jesus approached the Gadarene demoniac, the demons cried out, "What have we to do with you, Jesus, Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the time?" Yes, the demons recognized Jesus for who he was, and they knew he had come to rout them. They knew the days of their power were numbered. And with every exorcism, Jesus displayed his power over Satan. Early in Jesus' ministry, some scribes came from Jerusalem, and they accused him of casting out demons by the chief of demons, Beelzebub. But Jesus responded, "How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but has an end. No one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man, and then he will plunder his house." And this is exactly what Jesus was doing, binding Satan, plundering his house. It was during his earthly ministry that Jesus bound Satan for 1,000 years, that he would no longer deceive the nations. And it was to this that Milton referred when he wrote, "The old dragon underground, in straighter limits bound, not half so far, cast his usurped sway." With Satan bound, the gospel is going forth in power, and people from every nation are coming to faith in Christ. We read in Revelation 20 not only of Satan's binding in history, but also of his fate at the end of history. The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. That is where history is going as Jesus vanquishes the kingdom of Satan and builds the kingdom of God. This victorious march through history began when Jesus took flesh upon himself and was born a baby in Bethlehem. Remember that this Christmas. Recall the words of Southwell, "This little babe, so few days old, is come to rifle Satan's fold." Remember the words of Milton, "Our babe to show his Godhead's true can in his swaddling bands control the damned crew." This babe is now the risen and reigning Christ. And it is to him that we sing our praises. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. He rules the world with truth and grace. The one born to be victorious over Satan is even now making his blessings flow as far as the curse is found. And I would ask you, are you enjoying those blessings because you have placed your faith and trust in Jesus? If not, you can do so now, acknowledging your sinful state, looking to Jesus, trusting him as your Savior. And if you will do that, then you can join with many others who rejoice in being a recipient of his blessings. Let this Christmas be for you a faith-filled celebration of the birth of our conquering King. Let us pray.